I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. It was evening. I was out on a lake with Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens. The ice was about 2 feet thick, and we were fishing for walleyes. But I just couldn't get on the same page as Dave. And I'll tell you what I was doing wrong. But first,
by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
It was evening. We thought the walleye bite should be good in this spot. We were on a classic upper Midwestern walleye lake. And Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens was sitting right next to me in a two-man fish trap. And I reached down in the bucket and I grabbed a minnow and I was starting to thread it on the hook. And I looked over and Gens was popping these maggots onto a half or maybe it was a 3/4 ounce jigging spoon. And I said, "Dave, don't you want a minnow? We're fishing for walleyes." He said, "No." He said, I'm going to use these maggots. And I said, "How many maggots are you going to put on that jigging spoon?" It was a big hook. And he was just threading them on, one right after another. I bet he slipped at least 8, maybe even 10 maggots onto that jigging spoon and sent it down the hole. And I'm putting my minnow on and dropping it down. I'm saying, "You know, I think walleyes kind of prefer minnows, don't they?" And he goes, "Wait and see." Of course, he had like 4 walleyes through his hole before I even got my first bite. It's amazing, isn't it, how we get locked into a certain presentation when maybe we should try something else. Thanks, Dave. You taught me something I'm still using. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.